You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Day-Day needs to leave, doesn't he, Mike?
Dude, what? I just looked over the glass. I'm like, what are you doing here? Day-Day's got a 7 o'clock board.
No, 7:09 boarding.
Yeah, which means you got to go.
Oh, what? Well, I was going to have him check the TSA.
Well, let's check it right now. You're playing with fire, Scarecrow.
He asked us earlier. He says, my wife is asking me if I'm going to make it on time. Then he asked Mike and I. We've done this. We've stressed about this kind of thing, leaving the station on time, trying to get – we're in Midtown. So you say, well, I'm halfway there. What Mike said is right. You're not anticipating all the things you're going to run into.
Sometimes we have people that stop up the gates. We have two gates to get out. We have a Peachtree entrance. We have a 14th Street exit. And sometimes people don't have a valid credit card. They can't get out of the building. So, or their parking pass malfunctions. So, Day-Day, I just think you're writing a check, son, with your body. Your ego can't cash, or your wife won't be able to see you on this flight.
Give me 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Let me just run it past
because the connector is always a blank show.
All his checkpoints are under 11 minutes right now, so he's still good from that standpoint.
Oh, all right. TSA looks good.
Okay,
all right,
then you're fine.
And I don't got to take off my shoes.
Well, that's true.
You don't have to do that anymore. Take your shoes off! Computers in the basket!
Don't have to do that anymore.
Thank God, man. Those TSA, the guys that were doing that, we and Carl were talking about this earlier in the show. Let's take, for some people, a stressful experience, which is traveling, especially with kids.
Yeah.
And let's scream at everybody.
Sooner or later, and I don't know when they're going to incorporate it, all those liquids and stuff in your bag, that's not going to be a problem either. You'll just be able to put your bag on there. We're there already. They just haven't approved it. Hey, man, let's talk about what's going on around the league because we're getting ready for training camp and want to remind you again, we have you covered. Falcons training camp starting July 24th through August 13th. We're bringing you exclusive on-site coverage, guys. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all broadcasting live from Flower Branch. Mike and I will be at the Hooters at Mall of Georgia. And coverage is brought to you by Real Movers, or Mowers, that is. And also, that's the best grass in your neighborhood. And by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Live coverage, Falcons training camp starting July 24th. Now, before we talk about the Falcons, the big news today in the NFL is T.J. Watt got his deal. I want to go through this for a second because for everybody who was saying, hey, does anybody have a chance to get T.J. Watt? The answer was no. This is only going to happen a matter of time. It had to happen before camp. It does. Mike, $41 million per a year. It surpasses Miles Garrett's $40 million per year deal, and it sets the floor for Adrian Hutchinson, who's coming off of that injury, and, of course, Micah Parsons, who we were talking about earlier in the show.
Now, I'm wondering because, you know, Aiden Hutchinson has been money, but the injury, they do happen. But I think Micah Parsons will eclipse what T.J. Watt just got because he's younger. But it was a contract that was looking like a big serious squabble there for a minute. He did have his teammate, Ironhead Sun, was basically saying, hey, he's got to get to, you got to take care of him. I mean, what he means to this defense and other Steelers players. They're like, guys, there's never any acrimony when it comes to the money. Guys always have guys backed when you have these kind of situations.
No players recorded more sacks in the last five seasons than T.J. Watt. He has 73 and a half during that span. His brother J.J., pretty damn good himself, tweeted out, earned, deserved, incredible. And he's getting a ton of likes on that as well because he knows what his brothers meant for the Steelers.
Right. But we always talk about age 30, kind of like the movie Logan's Run. It's kind of like the line of everybody can. Remember, you and I were talking about the same situation Hendrickson's going for in Cincinnati.
They did something, though, the Steelers don't normally do. And to your point about the age and what's going on, it's a three-year deal. So it's 3 years, $123 million. It's a huge deal, but understand most of this is paid now. It's going to be paid up front over the first 2 years, Mike. So here's the thing. The Steelers are saying, God forbid, he falls off in the next two seasons. By the time he gets to 33, if he's not producing, most of this has been paid out, and hopefully we've gotten the best out of him in the first two seasons of this deal, this extension. So it's going to keep him there through, what, 2028? But T.J. Watt, I didn't think there was any way he was going anywhere else. He will retire a Steeler, I believe, when it's all said and done. But he gets his deal, and now we'll see, you know, what this team is, Mike. Remember, Aaron Rodgers, T.J. Watt, they went out and made the trade, right?
Right.
Traded, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick and
picked
made the
Jalen
deal.
Ramsey, yeah.
I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be, but you talk about being all in. This is all in.
Yep. They got to Jonnu Smith. They picked him up in that deal. So there's a bunch of pieces that all of a sudden you're like, all right, you know, if this is the because we love Coach Tomlin, like most people. He's a very likable coach, old school guy. But he's kind of become Marvin Lewis with Cincinnati. He might get in the playoffs, Carl, but he's been doing anything the last couple of years. It's go time.
Yeah, they got to win a playoff game. Meanwhile, speaking of playoffs, I was asked today, why do we have belief that the Falcons are going to do something this year? And I get it. Mike, it's been how long since the playoffs? 7 years?
7 years.
Tampa Bay has won this division last three seasons. I mean, bottom line is you go, well, at what point are things going to turn or shift? I don't know about you, and I'm asking you guys this at 404-726-0929. I was asked this on a national interview today, and I said, well, wait a minute. It starts with number nine, but then we can start there and go around and say, hey, it's Bijan, it's Drake. But the other thing that gives me hope, Mike, as we get ready for training camp, is for the first time in a very long time, and it gets back to this T.J. Watt thing, because some of you may or may not know this. Falcons drafted a guy and had a chance to get T.J. Watt. We didn't draft him. McKinley.
Been ranting about this for 15, well, not 15, but as long as that guy's been in the league. And that's why we talked about when we brought in Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich was one of the guys, according to Dear Orlando Ledbetter, that was leaning on our personnel department to take this young man because of his familiarity with the UCLA program.
So we got that wrong. And what I'm telling you is for the first time in a long time, it feels like we may have gotten this edge thing right. We went there. We got not one, but two guys. You went and improved your secondary. And for everybody says, we got to improve the defense, got to improve the defense. And I told you guys 6 months ago, they're going to draft defense. All four picks were defensive players. You take a shot late with an offensive lineman, Mike, but your first four picks, your main guys that you are hoping to contribute to this football team were defense. And that gives me hope. What about you? What gives you hope that this thing is going to turn around and that the Falcons are going to do something that everybody's been saying, hey, I think this is a playoff team?
Well, for me, it goes back to, and I know I do quote this myself and I re-quote and I say it all the time, but 2016, that's my reference point because that's a year where we had a dynamic offense. Now, it's a lot to ask Zach Robinson in his second year to be as good as what we had with a legendary offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan. And of course, that was Matt Ryan at his MVP caliber season. But we had great weapons with Julio and all the running backs and everything. I just feel you're going to score 28 points. That's going to be a benchmark for this offense. It's going to take the pressure off this young, still relatively young defense. And the other thing for me is I've got to see everything you just said is accurate. What about the guys we drafted the year before? Is Rook Arororo going to be this dominant piece on the interior of the defensive line, which allows our linebackers to do their job and create the other spaces for the guys on the edge that we drafted? We've also got, you know, Leonard Floyd, who's a veteran who's always good for 8 or 9 sacks a year. So the defense is certainly better, but it's a lot of young, untested pieces. Xavier Watts looks like a ball hawk. We talked yesterday about Billy Bowman with his teammate at Oklahoma. So you got all these young pieces, but it's still totally unproven on a defense. And I'm not exactly warm and fuzzy about Jeff Ulbrich as a defensive coordinator. So that's going to, you know, show me state. Prove it to me. He can do the job with these, with these guys.
Look, this is where I'm confident. He knows how to call defenses, and he's done that. And I think his experience trumps our last defensive coordinator, who was first time on the job in the NFL.
Jimmy Lake was in over his head.
So what that's, I believe in that part of it. Using the guys in the right way and all that stuff, Mike, I'm with you. We got to see and where he puts Jalen Walker and how he uses him. All that stuff has got to be determined. But it gives us hope, and that's the main thing. It gives us a reason to say, hey, things are going to turn around. You can hit us up. Find Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and this radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. Mike and I have been talking today a lot about SEC. We're going to talk to Mike Griffin, get a wrap-up of SEC Media Days. Today was the final day. That's coming your way here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned for that as we'll talk dogs and much more.
And you check out the Odyssey Rewind because Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Sandra in on the stage. House got a chance to talk to Commissioner Greg Sankey about what the plan is, and seems like, you know, the Big Ten wants us to go to 9 games. We're not going to do that in the SEC, so it seems like there's a standoff, and we're not going to get this expanded playoff field, it looks like. So I don't know where this goes. You said there's still some wiggle room. Remember last fall, I think it was back October, November, we joked around about it. It was like Russia and Germany, World War II. They signed a non-aggression pact between the SEC and the Big Ten. But it doesn't seem like they're all on the same page right now. So we'll see where this one goes. But one thing for certain, the SEC, we believe, has the stronger schedule. Big Ten fans can chirp and go, whatever, we got our top four are better than your top four. Unless, as I said to Carl to start the program, help us, Sarkisian, you're our only hope. And Texas finally lives up to all the potential.
Yeah, it's going to be a grind, though, man. I mean, look, they've got the big road game at Georgia. Now, you could lose that game just like Texas did last year. They lost at home to Georgia and still ended up in the SEC championship game. But if you do lose that game, Mike, it's another mark on the record for Sark to say he can't go on the road and win big games. He can't win when it matters most. So when are we going to trust him? And that's what he's got to get from the fan base at Texas. It's not the talent. It's not his quarterback. We know all that. Can he put together the effort you need to win these big games? And that's why Kirby still has the edge up, despite what you might think about his quarterback or what you think this team's going to be from an offensive or defensive line standpoint.
And we're going to talk to Mike Griffith, as Carl mentioned, from Dog Nation, because after you lost two big pieces to the Texas Longhorns and their money machine, it was kind of cool to see a Georgia recruit basically go, I'm really excited to be a Bulldog. Did you know that Georgia coaches up Butkus Award winners? And he basically kind of made a mission statement for everything that Kirby was extolling about the program on Media Days on Tuesday over at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think, again, there are things that are put out there purposely. This was one of them. And that's fine. Young man's happy about going to Georgia. He should be. He's a stud. I think he'll be a player in the big picture of things. But this is not a normal statement. Kids are like, man, I'm just happy to be here. I can't wait to get started, blah, blah, blah. He is literally telling you how many Butkus Award winners they had. I felt like what Kirby said this week, too, and we'll ask Mike this, Mike Griffith, that is, what Kirby said this week was also purposely put out there to make people kind of understand, if you're listening closely enough, what was going on in this recruiting battle with Texas, and then they get a kid, a linebacker that's really good, and he makes this statement, and it's sort of like doubling down, Mike, on this whole narrative that's been going on this week.
As we said, Georgia, the plucky underdogs, just trying to make their way in this landscape of pure greed and avarice. And how you get the
greed is good.
How do you get these guys to stay? We talked about it with Chuck Smith, and you know, we talked about it with everybody this week at the SEC Media Days. How do you find that balance? Yes, you're going to have to spend to get the elite talent, but you're maybe not going to be able to spend as much as the other guy and still get that kid to come and play. Nobody's going to sit around in the depth chart and wait for their turn anymore. So now you're competing truly on a playing field, which some feel is tilted towards Texas, unless Sarkisian proves he can't screw it up.
I don't know if he can't. All right, we're coming back. Mike Griffin's going to join us. The latest from today's session at SEC Media Days. What did those coaches have to say, including Sam Pittman at Arkansas and his thoughts on Georgia this week? It's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let's get a recap from our buddy Mike Griffith. We saw him yesterday down at SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
He's been killing it, crushing it. Mike, man, it is good to have you back on the show. I want to ask you, first and foremost, before we get into some of this Georgia conversation that Mike and I have been talking about today. And by the way, big shout out to the SEC. They always do a good job at the SEC Media Days, and it was cool, to be quite honest, man. It's always cool to see. You think the SEC is a big deal, and then you go to SEC Media Days, and you see all the coverage, and you see all the people who come from around the country to cover what's going on with this conference. And I think it's kind of taken for granted sometimes, and then you realize, you know, from the smallest markets to the biggest markets are there. But let's talk to Mike Griffith. And, Mike, I want to ask you about what you heard, you know, what today, if we got anything from today. And then I want to get into some dog stuff. Kentucky's Mark Stoops, Arkansas' Sam Pittman, Mike Elko, and then obviously Eli Drinkwitz was there as well from Mizzou. Today, wrap things up. Anything that stood out to you today?
Yeah, the only thing, you know, and I cut out last night after Bama in Florida. You know, I looked at the schedule and I said, man, Kentucky's the only team Georgia's going to play that's going to be there. I cut out. I started working on some Alabama stuff today, but I did notice Eli Drinkwitz put out this 30-team playoffs concept.
Yeah.
And, you know, before you laugh, which I laugh too, but it's like, well, if you think about it, what the Big Ten's proposing here with this, you know, with this automatic qualifier model they like with, you know, four from the Big Ten, four from the SEC, two from the Big 12, two from the ACC, and then highest group of five. Well, part of the reason the Big Ten wants to do that is they want to open the doors up for play-in games and to establish what those teams are from each conference. So those are kind of like playoff games. If they're play-in games, technically they're playoff games. So that's kind of the concept, is to build some volume. So all Drink was saying is, hey, rather than doing the play-in game, just call them playoffs. Just make that part of the playoff. And so it's like, all right, I mean, I just don't think we're ready for that. Like, I need an in-between step. The 5-11 that I've seen pitched, that looks like the in-between step to me that the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC want. And, of course, you guys know the holdup on that is the Big Ten says, yeah, well, we're not signing off on that unless the SEC plays nine games. And it's like, well, you know, who made the Big Ten ruler of the world, right?
Right.
So So this is kind of where we're stuck right now. But the concept that Drank pitched, you know, really isn't that different in effect than what would happen if we went with that playoff model that the Big Ten wanted. We just wouldn't call them playoff games. We'd call them play-in games, but they would certainly be part of the playoffs. So I know where Drink's going with it. I get it. Maybe one day we'll probably will get there. It seems like we're intent on trying to turn this into the NFL right before our eyes.
Yep.
But I'm not ready for that yet.
And that's the thing, Mike. You know, I get where Eli's going, to your point. I just don't want to see the regular season. Call me an old fart. I don't want to see the regular season devalued. You know, I think when Georgia plays Auburn, that should mean something. You know, when Alabama plays Tennessee, I just don't want to see this stuff all just kind of get washed where, you know, everybody's got four losses in this thing.
Yeah, you know, no offense to the Eli Manning and the New York Giants, but, you know, you don't want to see a 500 wild card team win a national title. I mean, to me, it was hard enough to swallow that, you know, Ohio State finished fourth in the Big Ten and got to host a first-round college football playoff game. Now, they were playing best at the end of the year, just like the Giants were back in Eli's day. But
couldn't beat Michigan.
Yeah, lost by double digits at home at that, and still got to host a game the next week. How about that? So it just – or the next game in the playoffs. So I'm with you. We like college football the way it is. We do, but the issue or the problem – is they're reaching for the lunatic fringe. They're looking for those people that only show up at the end of the year and watch the playoffs, and that kind of devalues, as you said, the regular season and the people that, you know, have been putting up the bucks and the money to go to these games and travel with these teams and boosters that have supported these programs. The student body loses out on this. I mean, how many students can travel through three rounds of playoffs, you know, really? So I'm with you, and yet it could be an economical deal where they go, well, hey, we need the inventory to make more money so we can pay these players and pay these coaches. I mean, something's got to give.
That's right.
Sure.
You're right. Mike Griffith, let me ask you this. I want to ask you, because Mike and I got into a great conversation. He's with Dawg Nation guys, wrapping up SEC Media Days, just talking about all the things and the storylines coming out of this week. Let me ask you this. Do you trust the Georgia coaches? Put Kirby aside. Mike has a thing for Bobo and Stacey Searles, and we got it. And he said, I don't trust any of these guys. I don't know if they're the best coaches. Do you have any issues with this staff, and do you think they're going to be able to get Georgia back to the top?
Well, you know, because of the kind of coach Kirby is, he's in every room. So it's not like, you know, he's you know, telling the guys to turn the lights out when they leave the building. And Kirby Smart, you know, last man, all kind of deal. He's overseeing everything. And these are the guys that he trusts. And that's the most important thing is, does Kirby trust these guys? Now, the question I have is, does Kirby get to a point, like Saban did, where it's not about who you know and who you trust anymore? Those guys are all moved on. They have other jobs. I mean, look at all the former Kirby assistants who got head coaching jobs already, right? Mm-hmm. But you run out of the inventory of the good old boys. And then just like Saban, he started bringing in outside guys, you know, Sarkisian and Kiffin and Brian Daboll. I mean, these offensive wizards, and just kind of did, I don't know if Saban really turned it over to them, but certainly, you know, the game plan at Alabama seemed to shift from give me a quarterback that's not going to lose the game manager, to some explosive guys playing quarterback and offenses that were really opened up. Now, will it get to that point at Georgia? Well, it depends, because to run that kind of offense, you know, Alabama had, what, three Heisman Trophy finalists in 2020 when they won the national title. Are we in a day and age where any team can afford three of the five Heisman? I mean, maybe Texas, maybe Ohio State. But outside of that, can Georgia really go out there and procure the kind of talent they had, even defensively, 21 and 22, when you had, what, five first-round future defensive linemen on that field? I just don't know in this era of parity that's been brought on by NIL spending if we're going to see those kind of quote-unquote super teams anymore that maybe you would need that would justify running that sort of high-caliber offense that we saw Alabama run with Tua and Hurts and Mack.
It is Mike Griffith, guys from Dawg Nation and the AJC here on Dukes and Bell as we're wrapping up SEC Media Day's coverage. Carl loves to goad me into crapping on Bobo.
Who, me?
You did. But I just felt that, you know, and I know you're a big fan of what Carson Beck was going to be able to do. Let me ask you this. You think that Todd Monken could have fixed some of the things with Carson Beck, which caused some problems last year for Georgia early in the season?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what would have happened with Monken, because a lot of what happened with Carson Beck was drop passes. And I don't know if that was coaching or talent. I mean, I guess it remains to be seen. I mean, if Arian Smith goes out there and ends up starting in the NFL and, you know, catching 60 balls for somebody, then, you know, we'll wonder what the heck happened to Georgia. But, No, really, really hard to say. Munkin also had a different defense on the other side of the ball that gave him a much wider margin for error. A lot of those great Stetson moments occurred in the fourth quarter. You know, if you got somebody like Joe Burrow at quarterback, that fourth quarter doesn't matter anymore. You know, but a lot of those games were close because the offense was a little slow starting, even with Munkin. It wasn't always perfect. But because you had the elite defense, you know, we didn't really notice those warts. But, you know, when Carson Beck's, you know, trying to come back from, what was it, 31-7 down at halftime, a little bit easier to pick him apart. And a lot of that falling behind had to do with the drop pass on the opening drive and a missed audible that resulted in an Alabama turnover and touchdown. So 14-0, Carson Beck hasn't done anything wrong. Receiver made two mistakes, and you're down 14-0. And yet still we're going to talk about the late pass where Carson throws a 50-50 ball and a 6'4 receiver can't come down with it over, you know, a 5'9 cornerback freshman at Alabama. But I digress. Munkin was good. Munkin was dialed in. You know, the question that I had is that Carson was in the program for several years, and we talk about the Georgia culture. And if there was an issue with Carson, which I really don't think there was that much of an issue outside of the money and him being the poster child for NIL, you would wonder why the coach wouldn't demand more respect and have more discipline. But that's hard to say in this day and age because, I mean, Carson Beck was making more than Mike Bobo his last year at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen with that? I mean, that's a problem in college football in general. When players start making more than the guys coaching them, that's a different dynamic. And, you know, Kirby can hold a pretty strong room, but that's gonna change things around college football. I think that's one of the things Nick Saban didn't like, was he didn't have that dominant authority and control that he once did. He didn't get all the best players like he used to. Even if Saban stuck around, he'd have a real hard time with it in this day and age.
Yeah, it's a great question that we have not yet gotten to. Some places, yes, but when you talk about a majority of the guys, you're right. That's NFL stuff. Let me ask you about the comments of Nick Abrams, because we talked to you yesterday down at SEC Media Days. Mike Griffin, our guest guys here on Dukes and Bell. The kid said, and I'm you know paraphrasing, but the quote was, "Georgia is led by Coach Smart and and Coach Schumann, and that duo has produced 3 Buckus Award winners and multiple first round picks." And the kid went on to talk about Georgia and going to Georgia and why he made the decision. Mike, it felt like these were calculated statements this week, right? Did it not?
A little bit.
Well, you mean on the heels of Texas spending more than $1 million to get the number one prospect linebacker in the country and 2026 Georgia player the day before? Yes. Perhaps. do I think it was a coincidence that Texas landed the linebacker and flipped another Georgia guy the day that Steve Sarkisian was standing in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame? No, I don't think that was a coincidence. We're seeing some psychological media warfare here. I mean, Texas, you know, there's some Texas oil guys laughing that had this planned that said, "Yay, you know, we're going to embarrass Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame on Media Day. That's the day we want to get this kid. We're going to spend this money. You know, we're going to show everybody that, you know, we own the Southeastern Conference." And then later that day, Sark says, "There's only so much money to go around." I'm just like, no, wait a minute. You're spitting in my face. I was insulted by this. Like, what right. are you talking about, man? You guys, they literally, this is not an exaggeration. I think when I said this, people thought I was sensationalizing yesterday.
No.
They really do drive Lamborghinis and practice pour into the stadium and are outside the stadium for those kids to see when they're there on visits. They have a deal. They have a sponsor, a Lamborghini sponsorship, and they park these things. And you're telling me that they're not trying to influence kids with money and that they don't value NIL or they don't make it? Of course they do. And all I'm saying, and that's fine. That's fine. We get it. You know, going to these facilities at Georgia eating, you know, lobster and steak for dinner every night. You know, that's wanting money too. But don't try to pretend or give us this illusion that the money that Texas has to spend is anything but an advantage. It's insulting to suggest otherwise. And that's just the world we live in. And I tell Georgia fans, but look, at the end of the day, you've got a top 10 budget. You don't have number one. You don't have number two. You probably don't have 3, 4, or 5. But Georgia's still in the top 10. They have enough money with Kirby Smart as head coach to put together a championship roster. They do.
Talking with Mike Griffith, guys, wrapping things up from SEC Media Week's Eli Drinkowitz, probably the most compelling guy. Golf questions for Malzahn. What did you get from the SEC Media Days other than this continuing war between the Big Ten and the SEC and Georgia and Texas? Are those the storylines?
Yeah, well, Georgia, Texas, for sure. I mean, but I thought Alabama, you know, Alabama and Kalen DeBoer and, you know, getting asked by a reporter, you know, about living up to the Bama standard. I mean, You know, what I say, the natives are getting restless. You know, the drums are beating after a four-loss season. When the head coach, can you imagine if somebody asked Nick Saban if they lived up to the Alabama standard? They'd have taken him out in handcuffs and get this guy out of here. You know, the security would have came. He never would have been allowed in the stadium again. But hey, when you lose four games and, you know, Alabama does have a standard and the fans do have expectations and losing to Vanderbilt was not acceptable. I mean, it happens. We've talked about the parity in the SEC, but that one wasn't supposed to happen, especially the week after they beat Georgia and had the number one ranking. And then they lose to Oklahoma by 3 touchdowns and basically, you know, not come out of the playoffs. So, but I think this Alabama team is loaded. I think that if the quarterback play is good, that we'll see him in the SEC championship game. I think that LSU is really good as well. I was impressed with their presentation. And Brian Kelly, I think, is a really good football team. Really sound, but, man, this league's tough. And it's more and more, I think Lane Kiffin said, it's more and more like the NFL. From week to week, anybody really can get you. And so, you know, that the presentations of the different coaches and the players, there was a lot of optimism in there from a lot of different – you understand the SEC is alive and well. But what really struck me, and I know you know Gary Stokin, but, right. You know, standing in there and seeing what Atlanta has done to have this College Football Hall of Fame and this kickoff classic game that they put on, and I think back 25 years ago, I was covering Tennessee, and nobody wanted to come to the Peach Bowl. You didn't really look at Atlanta as a destination city.
Right.
And now it is. It's beautiful. I mean, you look at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You look at the College Football Hall of Fame. You look at, you know, the way they put on that event, you know, right across from Centennial Park. It was awesome. And I'm like, this is so great that Atlanta has college football in its heart, like where it belongs. Mm. It's the capital of the South. There's alumni from all the universities. So just the presence of it, and I think you guys spoke to it before I came on, just the class and dignity of the event.
Yeah.
It was as first class as it gets. They were not done. Dallas put on one hell of a show last year with Texas coming in the league. I felt like Atlanta certainly held their own.
Mike Griffith, great job, man. We love following your stuff. Dog Nation, we'll talk soon, man, as camp gets underway here and we get to some football, some real football on the field. Thanks again, Mike.
All right, guys. Look forward to it. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Man. Good stuff from him. All right, we're coming back. We got more stuff to get to. Big deal in the NFL today as he got his bag, and it's a big one. We're going to talk about that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, big news in the NFL. Steeler fans, he's not going anywhere. We're talking about T.J. Watt. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't think this should come as a surprise, but something did just happen that maybe will surprise you in the NBA. We'll tell you about that in a second. The drama of T.J. Watt, Mike, potentially leaving the Steelers, going somewhere else, somebody trading for him, et cetera, not happening. 3 years, $123 million. Mike and I discussed this. It's $41 million per year. It surpasses Myles Garrett, who's currently making $40 million per year. Remember, he just did his deal. Remember, he was wanted out of Cleveland, and then Cleveland paid him. So now we're talking about edge guys, man. And we've said this. These edge rushers, their numbers, the top guys, the elite guys, are going to be on par with quarterbacks, Mike.
And it is interesting because normally the big three now, you're right, it's the quarterback, guys getting the quarterback on the ground, and sometimes it's wide receiver. The deal you just mentioned also passes by Ja'Marr Chase's contract. It was a monster deal. So the good news is if things go well, and I talked about this the other day and we did our clear our throat, and a guy hit me up on Twitter, goes, what are you talking about the Falcons and their contracts? You got a window. I mean, it's not like you're going to – our chances don't go away. But it's so hard to be – like, it's impossible to do what the Patriots did for two decades. You got to have Tom Brady. Or you're like what the Chiefs have with Patrick Mahomes. What you think you have with the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts and the great defense, you can turn it over. But the core, the point is, you're paying Drake London. You're paying Bijan. And eventually we're going to pay Penix. But the good news is, if our defensive ends you talked about at the top of the hour, if these guys ball out, and everything we've added the last 2 years, now, focus on defense, then we're going to be in a really great place. And then we'll be, I always go back to it, Carl, one of my favorite times as a football fan, because I always knew I was getting great stuff, is when I had season tickets for the Dolphins when I lived in South Florida. Every year, you knew it was 10 or 11 wins.
You're gonna score.
Playoff game, probably one at home.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of, and you just knew what you were going to get. And for Falcon fans, let's be honest, we have not had that for consistent stretches for a long time. You got to go back to like Mike Smith and then 16 and 17. So this hopefully will get us into this run. But hopefully, again, part of it is having salary control until you have to pay these kind of crazy contracts.
Yeah, and that's the key. And you hope to get there before. Like, what we're hoping is while Rook and Trice, Mike, to your point, last year's guys, everybody pops, and all of a sudden now you become the Rams with one of the youngest defenses in the league, and you're not hardly paying anybody. The guy that's making money is Jesse Bates, but you had to do it. You had to bring him here because we needed safety help, and that's not an issue because he's a playmaker. But these other guys, we got to see something, man. And T.J. Watt's deserving. He's been a dog over the last 5 years. Now, NFL, from the NFL to the NBA, I just said this to Mike. Nine-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. Sham Sharania reporting this. Includes a player option for 27-28. It's really incredible because, remember, he was reluctant to leave Portland after all those years because he wanted to really try to win one there. And then everybody said, look, man, you got to go somewhere else and try to win.
He wanted to go to Miami, and Miami wanted him to go there too.
Goes to Milwaukee, doesn't work. And then he tears his Achilles, obviously. So he's not playing this year. But that's how much he's loved, Mike, to know that he's going to return to Portland. And he still gets 3 years, $42 million on top of this huge check.
And he's not going to play for a year.
That the Blazers, not the Blazers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are cutting him. And crazy. But that's what's going on with Dame Lillard.
I mean, you still think there's a chance that Giannis gets traded before the season starts?
No, I do. Look, did you see him on this podcast? He went on this podcast and they were like, hey, so you're going back to Milwaukee? He's like, probably. That's what he said. It wasn't, I love it. And then he said,
Yazoo.
Well, he did say he loved Milwaukee, but he was like, he didn't say definitively, like, that's where I want to be. And I do think there's still a chance.
They added, Miles Turner from the Pacers?
Correct.
Right, which is huge. Kind of a Benedict Arnold move for him, for Indiana. But Indiana takes a big step back. As we said, Bucks are kind of in flux. The Knicks, I don't know what the Knicks are going to be. You know, with Mr. Potato Head coaching now that Thibodeau got fired, I'm not quite sure. Boston losing Tatum. So that's why I wonder if there's still another move, maybe not a major move, but maybe another piece. Although, real quick, I know you haven't been following Summer League because you've got a life, but Kobe Bufkin has been doing really well at point guard.
Yeah. He has. And matter of fact, let's fill in Hawks fans real quick because O just mentioned this to me. We think the roster is kind of filled out. They just signed a guy today from Orlando. What's his name?
Caleb Houston, a 6'8 swing man who shot 40% from three last year. So he fits that mold of tall guys who can shoot on the outside that they've gotten all offseason. They have, I think it was $3.2 million left before they hit the first threshold of luxury tax. So they've got one roster spot left, so there's still one more guy they can possibly bring in.
Interesting. Okay. I was talking to one of the radio guys from Memphis, and he said, man, I love the moves you guys are making yesterday at SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Ansi Saleh, get the name right, is impressive. And first time we've had somebody who's impressive since we ran a guy out that was impressive that was running the show.
Yeah. Well, 13,
Travis Schlenk.
Yeah, 13 years as assistant general manager with the Golden State Warriors. He came in with the plan. And look, it didn't win us anything, but we know that this thing, if it's run right and you go get the right guys, you can make a run in the NBA. And so, yeah, I love what the Hawks have done as well. We're going to see what they look like on the floor, but O mentioned that earlier. So you get another big guy that can shoot. But we'll see where that goes. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we talked about this yesterday on the show. Bradley Beal signs with the Clippers. I mean, that Ballmer's got kind of crazy loot to do it, but he's joining the Clippers on a 2-year deal worth $11 million. Gets a buyout from the Suns. So he's getting it both ways, literally.
He's still getting $100 million from the Suns. It's unbelievable.
Mm.
And they were trying to do this during the season, but remember, he had a no-trade clause. Why, I do not know. Because he's not one of these guys that deserves that. But with that said, if you can get it, get it. And he did, Mike, and he didn't want to move. And so Durant leaves. Suns are in. They're now lost. I mean, Booker's still that guy, but that was a team that's, you know, a few years removed from being in the NBA Finals. We forget. I think it was 21 or so they were in the Finals. No Chris Paul. He's gone.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But the NBA is crazy, man. But Damian Lillard, back with the Trailblazers. So they're saying this is a storybook reunion for a guy that's 35. He'll be 36, I guess, before we see him again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nuts.
He's 35. All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Chris Goforth, SEC review. All right, of all the things that happened this week, he's been doing a great job, 6 to 7, and then Eric Slaughter's in tonight for Chris, who's out over the next couple of days. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Big O, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat! Hey, thanks to Mike Griffith. If you missed any of our interviews, by the way, always go online, odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You'll get all of our stuff, guys, and we hope that you do. You'll get the updates. You'll get the ding when we have a special guest. All of that stuff so you don't miss anything. You can always go back and rewind. By the way, Day-Day just said traffic looks good, by the way. He left about, what, 30
Again,
minutes ago?
Better safe than sorry. I mean, in the pre-9/11 days, you could leave, you know, with no time at all to get to the airport.
Yeah.
Now there's a little more steps involved. Day-Day, we're just looking out for you, buddy. We don't want your boss lady getting on your tuchus.
No doubt. Thanks to Chuck Smith, assistant coach with the Ravens, for stopping by. He had some great things to say, guys.
Thanks, Chuck Smith, Joe.
Go hear what he has to say about Kirby and the Dogs and why he thinks they are the best coach college football team, best coached team in the country. Very interesting stuff there. That's also on the Odyssey app, and you can rewind. All right, Big O, great job. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time. Come on, man. We're going to get you ready for the weekend, 2 o'clock. Mike and I, who knows? We might be drunk on the air tomorrow.
I'll tell you this. You're going to hear a guy fart on somebody's backswing at the British Open today.
Oh, that's enough to bring me home. All right? 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
You know, I thought our buddy from MLB.com, Mark Bowman, was just being a Weisenheimer, and I do get his jokes, unlike many Braves fans who seem to just, well, not have a sense of humor these days. When Mark said the starters for the Braves against the Yankees this weekend will be Spencer Strider.
Okay.
And then TBA and TBA, for those who don't follow your acronyms, to be announced. But that literally is the way things are rolling right now. And that's why the great debate Carl and I have had for about, 8 weeks now, will we be buyers or sellers? Well, if the Yankees sweep you, that kind of tells you where you got to go. I don't know what to do. If I was Alex, I just don't think you got the horses. Yeah. And you got to trade Ozuna, too. And I hate it. I wore his jersey to the All-Star game. You got to get Ozuna off the books for a team that'll give you something because he walks next year.
Yeah.
And it would make no sense to let him do that.
Yankees in town tomorrow?
Friday.
Oh,
my God. This battery's unbelievable. Come on. I wish we had one of these in the Bronx.
Yeah. Hey, man. He said it. We didn't. But you should respect it. Lane Kiffin this week, if you missed it, said the two premier coaches and the two premier programs in the SEC are Georgia and Texas. Lane Kiffin said, look, the experience they both got at Alabama under Nick Saban, how they used that experience. He said Sark being at USC, use what Pete Carroll gave him. Now he's implemented that at Texas. Kirby's been that guy for the last umpteenth years. He says, yeah, we're pretty good. But the two premier coaches and the two premier programs are Georgia and Texas. Guess who played in the SEC championship game last year? Georgia and Texas. Guess where Texas plays this year? In Athens. We're going to find out again. Look, Kirby to me has the edge up, but Lane Kiffin says that's where you start when you start talking about the SEC right now. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're the Buckeye fan. I mean, hairless nut fan has been lighting me up today on Twitter. I don't care.
Oh, come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.